Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As we continue to monitor the progress of Dangerous Dorian, which will continue to terrorize the southeastern U.S. coastline through the end of the week, Alabama's weather is quiet, a series of hot, dry days. Sunshine will dominate today. High temperature up to about 97, heat index 102. Clear tonight, overnight low 73. Tomorrow and Friday, hot days and dry. High in the mid to upper 90s. Then Saturday and Sunday, upper 90s to near 100. The rain chances under 20% over the weekend. Stay up with Dorian and the rest of the tropics, plus our weather, too, with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. American Red Cross emergency response vehicles are staging in Montgomery ahead of the response to Hurricane Dorian. Around 80 vehicles are staged at Fraser United Methodist Church in Montgomery. Crews from across the country made their way to the capital city yesterday. The system that holds Selma's electronic and financial records was hacked last weekend. That is according to Selma Mayor Dario Melton. He believes the hack is related to recent investigations into the city's finances. He says he is bringing the matter to state and federal authorities. And it has been 6 months since a deadly tornado hit the Beauregard community in Lee County. 23 people died in the storm. Right now, rebuilding efforts are still underway in many parts of the community. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online. RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreek.com for complete rules.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back in here. 6 minutes after 11 o'clock. I can't turn it off. When this song comes on, I just want to listen to the whole thing.
It's amazing.
Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get into the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. Your calls are more than welcome. I'm going to bring in a call. Frankly, I've been waiting for all day. That's why I had to get to that Patrick J. Buchanan piece eventually. Randall.
Hey. Well, I mean, if we can go back, if we want to go back to the 10 o'clock hour before I go to this, what you're talking about, the Nazis. let me just say this one thing. If she will stay, I think the Republican Party ought to make her stand up and say that she was a Democrat then, she didn't know no better, and she's Republican now, she's changed. Oh, we don't have a damn chance of fighting this racism no more. I mean, it's stupid that people on Facebook are taking it. Do y'all know folks reading that and it's hurting them in the heart? I mean, they see for some reason it looks like it's 90% of Alabama thinking that way. And we just can't have it, man. We can't move on if we still riding them away. It just ain't gonna work, man. And but as you was talking about a while ago, you was talking about the war and the Nazis. You know, they were brought here and put on payroll after the war, and doing our research and stuff. I mean, that's a good report.
Putting our men on the moon.
And by here, you mean here,
like Alabama, right?
Well,
yes.
I don't want
Werner von Braun. Braun.
No, I ain't talking about just him, man. That ain't even near about what I'm talking about. No, that's the moon. That's easy. This is this is a report in the New York Times. An old boy named Eric LeBlanc. I can't even say it. He's a Russian, but he got to be Russian. I can't say it, but it was in November 13th, 2010. It's called Nazis Were Given Safe Haven in the U.S. Let me tell you, and Paperclip was started. That's what started all this.
That's right.
It was after World War. John Loftus was on. And, man, you ought to know this cat. I don't say you ought to know him, but you might find anything on him. But Alan Dulles, he was a lawyer for J.P. Morgan and Rockefeller. He is the one. He ended up becoming director of the CIA because he saved, because he, man, come on, bro.
When his brother's Secretary of State.
I'm telling you, man, but we can't, and we that's one thing bad enough, but then we can't even all stand up and say, crawl around on the floor looking for cigarette butts. It ain't bad. I mean, we all gonna sit here and join hands and sing Cuba. I mean, come, man, we can't even beat that. How are we gonna beat damn Russian and Rockefeller and Allen?
Well,
man, come on, people.
You know, Randall, the thing is that, like, you know, it was in service of a larger cause, you know, being against the commies. So it was okay.
I'm talking about, well.
Hey, but hey, Randall, read, if you want a good recommendation, read a book called Operation Paperclip by Annie Jacobson, and it lays out sort of why, how this all happened, and sort of the what they had to do to get some of these guys into the U.S. It's just fascinating because the thing is that they're not even thinking about it, and then somebody says, hey, you know, the Nazis had this, like, really good research facility that, like, is now being overtaken by the Russians, and I heard that they took all of the scientists there to a gulag in Russia, and somebody was like, whoa. Like, they got them rockets. Like, we don't have V-2s. Yeah. They do, and if the Russians get them, we are effed, and so we got to get as many as we can.
Yeah.
And that's basically what they did.
I got a case file number, too.
It's amazing.
If you, I don't know if we can pull it up. I don't know how you get into it, but I can tell you the date it came out, they could sure enough take it in the amount of paper clip. But it came out August the 5th, 1954, and it was CIA/SI number 101-54. That file right there.
Randall,
was
trying to get us all killed. Thanks, Randall.
Businessmen
out here dropping like flies all over the world.
My daughter's kids ain't got a chance in hell in this world. If he gets killed,
you know what? There's a lot of truth to what you just said. Donald Trump bought us time. He's not going to cure it, but he did buy us time to try to turn back what was inevitably coming our way. We had a nice life and we were lulled into comfort and safety. And you know, you get yourself a few $100,000 and head into retirement, or you get yourself a few million and head into retirement. You don't really have to worry about the ebbs and flows of globalism and the advancements and encroachment of globalism as you lose your freedoms. You don't have to worry about the fact that your grandkids are probably going to be led to a slaughter, similar to the gulags in Russia, the concentration camps in North America, in Europe. Well, frankly, North America at the time, for that matter. But you don't have to think about it, and it happens. And that's what was coming, and that's what was happening. Very few people were thinking about it and talking about it. And those who were thinking about it and talking about it were deemed crazy until Donald J. Trump comes along. When he comes along, all of a sudden everybody goes, wait a minute. This guy might actually have a point. And it got everybody thinking. And it set globalism back decades. It really, truly did. Thank you for your call, Randall. It was a good call. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. But, you guys 55 and up, you are going to be okay. You are going to die a comfortable, safe, middle-class life in Pike Road or Wetumpka or Prattville, or, you know, you are going to be fine. Your children, our generation, those in their, let's say, 35 to 50 range, we're probably going to be okay. We'll start to feel it. We'll start to see the breakdown of society as the United States dollar no longer becomes the default thing and we go through a severe depression, but we'll survive. But our children, your grandchildren, our children, they were going to live in a country where the gun confiscation became a reality and they went door to door. They were going to live in a country where they lost all freedoms. And their children were going to be overrun by hordes of people once the borders were finally destroyed forever and mutilated. That's where this was headed. And you don't have to think I'm hyperbolic. You don't have to think I'm crazy. This is the lesson of history. This is what's happening. This is in the process of happening. This has happened in other places. You don't want to lose all of your freedoms to globalism. It never, ever, 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 ever ends well. They want slaves. They don't want autonomous, free-thinking individuals. They want slaves. Who's this?
Anonymous.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing better now that you've called Anonymous.
Awesome. I just wanted to kind of add to the Randall's comments earlier. When you take a deep dive into the Weathermen, you can kind of Google that and look that up.
Yeah.
There's so much truth to what he said. And when you look at who was winning globally until Trump came into office was the communists, China. And I'm afraid that as history moves forward, we're going to find out there were a lot of people here that truly helped them. And France was involved. It's, when you're awake, you can really see the picture that was coming our way. And I hope America wakes up and we because Trump can't do this in even two terms. This is, America has to wake up.
I agree.
And that's all.
Yeah, you kind of build on the point I just made. Trump bought us some time. He didn't fix the problem. He bought us some time. That's all he did.
He can do a lot more if we elect him for four more years. But if he's gone in two, we're doomed.
We're in real trouble. Yeah. Thank you. My hope is he's turned the Republican Party enough back into what it needs to be.
When she dropped the Weatherman, I thought she was going to start talking about your buddy Bill Ayers.
That's where I thought she was headed.
there are very rare topics that you could come on here and Baron and I aren't going to know at least a little bit about it.
Well, so, I mentioned the book Fugitive Days. If you've never read it, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. It's incredible because it's supremely well written.
It is very well written.
But it's incredible because of the stories the guy tells. Holy mackerel. These guys really thought they were launching a revolution that was going to change the world.
Yeah.
And the reality is, they might have. Just not the way they thought they were going to do it.
Correct.
Just not the way they thought they were going to do it. All right, our number 272-9228, Alabama Home Mortgage, generous sponsor of this program. Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage doing for our listeners what, frankly, very few other people can do. That is provide superior customer service, hold your hand every step of the way, give you as little or as much guidance as you need to make the good decision. And most of you need a lot of guidance. But some of you know what you're talking about. You just want someone to process the paperwork. That's fine. But call Kim Williams. She's got advice. She's got guidance. She can really help you out. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. Right now is refi time, baby. Refi time. Rates are so low that you could have bought a house a year ago or less and refinance and save money. Now, a lot of people, that goes so far against conventional wisdom that, you really got to own your home 4 or 5 years before you can refinance. Bubkus, you can own your home like a week and it's time to refinance, baby. I mean, rates are so low right now. Call Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. Not really a week. But, man, you can save a percent in a year or less. So call her, 567-4223. She said about 80% of homes in Montgomery right now in the River Region could refinance and save money. That's incredible. NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. And she can hear the highway.
it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Holy macro. Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow. And at Marguerite's, we can design things for you or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it. Or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Vaughan Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg order, each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about eight different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically, open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. Want to take a road trip. This song is great in the left lane.
Yeah.
Except in Alabama, you can't drive in the left lane anymore. Stupid new law passed.
Hey, I was driving home Saturday night. Actually, it was probably early Sunday morning. And I saw a lot of people that were like, you know what? I'm going to get my last day of this.
All in the left lane, going nowhere, passing nobody.
Yeah, just going like and going the speed limit.
Completely unenforceable law.
And completely oblivious.
Yeah.
No, that was our thing from the very beginning. It's just unenforceable.
It's unenforceable. You're telling me a police officer is going to follow you for a mile and a half, note that you didn't pass anybody, and you're not going to move over? I mean, everybody moves over when a cop's behind them. They all get in the right lane. Oh, no, officer, I would never. Why? The left lane? What the hell was I doing over here? I'd never drive in the left lane, officer. I'm always 68 miles an hour in the right lane. That's it. Unless it's 55, then I'm 53 in the right lane.
Right.
And I'm at 10 and 2. I don't even own a cell phone.
10 and 2.
I don't even own a cell phone. Our number 10 and 2. Number 10 and 2. The BathInnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228, if you want to get in. Who's this? Hello?
Hello, this is Dave. Mr. Barron, I'm going to switch you. I thought you were supposed to call me.
Oh, my goodness.
To switch their daddy while he's asleep. It's something very important I need to discuss with you.
I'm putting it on my reminder right now because I didn't the other day and I forgot.
I know you're busy. I'm not going to switch my baby. I was going to put my two sons, Mary Strange and Judge McKinney, on you, but no, I won't do that.
No, please don't.
But this is what I want to say, dear. You know, I'm not saying you now, but I'm just saying persons in general. Our problem is this. We're too much of being a defender. That's the reason why purchases don't do any better. You know, I'll use this for an example. Like children, if mama say, oh, no, he's fine, and dad says, oh, no. You know, long as the person know or someone on their side that they are okay, they're going to continue to do what they're doing. That's our problem. I'm sorry to say it, but I need to say it. That's what's wrong with our president. You know, we defend him too much when things are wrong. And you know this is
true.
Well,
what's wrong, though? I don't understand that.
There's nothing wrong with him, right?
I mean, he has a few policy positions I don't particularly care for.
What about the way he's not doing good for those kids and the family? You
what
don't
kids?
See anything?
What kids?
I'm not going to get into that with you.
No, there's 100 million kids in the country. I don't know what kids.
Now,
just tell me what kids.
You know exactly
I do not, Miss
Daisy.
I'm not playing dumb. If you'll tell me what kid, is it like a school kid?
Look at the kids at the border. What are they treating? How do you want someone to treat your children like that? Come on now.
Yeah.
Now, look, I've known you a long time.
Yeah.
Come on. You
right,
understand but, him too much.
Well, can I say that? Can I answer your question?
Go on, Tweety.
Okay. I would want him to treat those children just like he would treat my children. Okay? And if I was breaking into your house with my children would probably be taken away from me and detained. And they would probably be separated from me because I would have to go to big boy jail and they wouldn't. They would have to go somewhere else. They'd have to go into foster care. They'd get taken away and go somewhere. At the border, we don't really have a foster care system for illegal children who are caught being brought in. So we have to. They're free to go home, but if they don't want to go home, if they want to assert some sort of a right to be here, they have to be held somewhere. Where do you want to hold them? At the Ritz-Carlton?
Okay, let me tell you, sweetie. I don't care what that man do. He can come in and we're going to kill everybody. Somebody will say, oh, he should have. You know me long enough.
Uh-huh.
You know, I believe in right.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Just like the kids at school. You know, if they do good, I'm going to say they're going to do good. As long as you defend folks, they're not going to change.
Yeah, but I'm not defending him. I'm just stating a fact. What would you tell me the Daisy solution? What would Daisy do with those children at the board? Just let them in? Anybody comes in that wants to come in?
I'm going to tell you, I took 90% of white children. I never had pick and choose. I don't have pick and choose.
I'm asking the illegal children. I need an answer, though. You called and brought it up. I want an answer. The illegal children at the border, when they're apprehended at the border, being brought in illegally in the cover of darkness or in the back of an 18-wheeler or brought through the desert on foot, when those children are intercepted with their parents or with adults purporting to be their parents, what should we do with those children? If not detain them at the border, what should we do with them?
Mr. Barron, let me tell you, I don't care who you are.
Okay, you're not going to answer the question because I'm right, and so is the President of the United States.
And I'm going to give you an answer.
Okay, tell me.
I don't care what condition, who they are, if they need help, I'm going to help them.
That's not an answer to
my
question. Where do you take the children?
I don't care if they came illegal or what. If somebody knock on my door right now, I'm going to help them.
Okay, that's not an answer to my question. That's a platitude. I need a specific answer because specific problems call for specific answers. You can sit here and complain about what the president. You can sit here and complain all day about what the president's doing. But I need a specific answer. When somebody comes in illegally and they've got two children with them, what the heck do we do with the children, Miss Daisy? What do we do with them?
Well, as far as he's concerned, he's
where do we take them? Do we take them to jail? All right, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you. What do we do with them?
What do we do?
What do we do? Donkey Lord.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say, you know, I've gotten my feet wet with politics since I've been listening to your show. And I really enjoy listening to your show. I feel very enlightened. When you and Randall and Dave are talking, is there a book that you can recommend to me that would be like, okay, Donkey Lord, if you want to know what we know, go buy these three books, read this one first, this one second, this one third, because I'm
42 years old,
up.
And I read a book every week, so you gotta read a lot.
Yeah.
But, I mean, being awake as an American, I'm not a big history buff, but I don't want to call myself a conspiracy theorist, but I believe what y'all say because I've known, like, there's this thing down inside of me that knows. You know, like, there's this knowing inside of me that when I hear truth, that it's truth. And all I'm saying is, like I wrote down, and I'm driving, But at a red light, I wrote down "Here to This Day," but I don't know what book I should start. You know what I mean? Like, I'm got to play catch up. But
yeah, are you talking about the covert activities of the CIA over the years?
Yes, where like
all the elections they've mingled in
history, and like my.
Where they were plotting to take down an airliner and blame it on Cuba so they could launch a war against Cuba, that kind of stuff.
Where they're plotting to take people and round them up in the United States to do exactly what you said is going to happen, because I fear for my nieces and nephews and their babies that are being born right now. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I am hungry for information. So I'm just asking for recommendations on a couple of good books that you and Dave would be good starter books for me.
You know, back before the internet, I bought this book one time, and it was like the 50 or 100 greatest conspiracy theories, and like half of them turned out to be pretty much true. That, I mean, but I couldn't even tell you. I mean, you could probably look that up on Amazon.
Okay.
Behold a Pale Horse will blow your mind. It's a little bit dated, but
what is it?
Behold a Pale Horse.
Okay.
I forget the author's name, but he's it goes into a lot of this stuff.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's just, you know, you got to find...
You know where I would start? The greatest conspiracy theory of all. The one that was so successful, even people who think like Dave and Barron, a lot of us, still believe this conspiracy theory. This guy was set up. He was maligned. He has been totally 100% vindicated, and nobody noticed. His name was Joe McCarthy. You've heard of McCarthyism?
Joe McCarthy. Is that the one that you said... had
one of the greatest Americans that ever lived, saved this country from probably outright communism, and certainly stopped globalism and it's dead in its tracks. He was Donald Trump in the United States Senate before Donald Trump came along. The book
you
is,
were talking about him last week.
Yeah, the book is called Blacklisted by History.
Blacklisted by History.
The book is Blacklisted by History. When you read it. The reason I recommend that is because it's such an obvious example. It was the CIA and the FBI fighting, which they've always done. That was the whole NSA and CIA fight, CIA and FBI fight, CIA and NSA fight, the FBI and NSA fight. They all fight each other, and they have these battles. Okay. But they were fighting. And there was an effort by the early deep state to turn this country communist very, very early on. And they infiltrated a lot of very high-level people in this country. Joe McCarthy found out about it, probably from the FBI, because he was not... from the FBI. But they found out about it. He went forward with it. He went public with it. He was completely maligned by the globalists in the deep state who were trying to turn this country communist. And 40 or 50 years later, they decode something called the Venona cables, or they released it. They declassified it. The Venona cables, which completely vindicated everything Joe McCarthy had said. And the entire world's public and academia and everybody looked the other way, acted as if he wasn't vindicated, that if McCarthy McCarthy truly was a nutcase and a lunatic, and paid no attention to the fact that the man was right 100% of the time. He was never wrong. So I would read Blacklisted by History. To me, it is the quintessential intro into what the deep state is capable of doing to high-level people, even politicians. And they work through the media, they work through government, they work through academia, they work through Hollywood to completely demonize a man who was right, who was 100% right. And 99% of people in America, when they hear Joe McCarthy, think he's a crackpot, nutcase who was wrong. And the reality is the man was right. He was 100% right. Every step of the way, and he should be hailed as a hero. There should be schools named after him. There should be highways named after him. There should be children named after him. The guy was right. He was absolutely right, and he was destroyed by the deep state. Thank you for your call, Donkey Laurie. We've got to take a break. 272-9228. We'll get some of these other calls on the other side of the break. Blacklisted by History. A great introduction into what the deep state is capable of. What the deep state and globalism together are capable of. They've destroyed a man. They destroyed his reputation, his name. They basically killed him. They did it in broad daylight, and now everybody thinks they were right for doing it. We'll be back.
She was a fast machine. She cut the wood and clean. She was the best damn woman that I ever seen. She had the same size. broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As we continue to monitor the progress of Dangerous Dorian, which will continue to terrorize the southeastern U.S. coastline through the end of the week, Alabama's weather is quiet, a series of hot, dry days. Sunshine will dominate today, high temperature up to about 97, heat index 102. Clear tonight, overnight low 73. Tomorrow and Friday, hot days and dry. High in the mid to upper 90s. Then Saturday and Sunday, upper 90s to near 100. The rain chances under 20% over the weekend. Stay up with Dorian and the rest of the tropics, plus our weather, too, with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All right, guys, 37 minutes after 11 o'clock, Cornerstone MGA, Cornerstone Managing General Agency, saw Greg Wren this morning, actually, dining for breakfast. Good guy over there. Good guy Greg Wren over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency had an idea. Light bulb went off. He said, you know what? I can make a lot of people's lives very, very good by saving them a lot of money on their employee benefits packages. And he's done just that. He's followed through. The man does what he says. He says what he does, and he's done it. The reality of Greg Wren is he is a very, very caring heart and a kind, kind soul. And he understands that employees, every dollar counts. And it's your blood, sweat, and tears, your time away from your family. And so he does the best to try to make you get the most bang for your buck on your benefits packages. If you're an employer, if you're an HR professional, a manager, an owner, and you want to take advantage of this and save some money for your employees, save some money for yourself, call him. Call him, 356-1502. 356-1502. You can't remember that, you can remember CornerstoneMGA.com. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, CornerstoneMGA.com. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, here with you from 9 to noon, Anonymous.
Yes, my call is in regards to Miss Daisy's call. And you did a very good job of explaining the legality of our immigration problem. But there's another aspect that I think Miss Daisy would absolutely, if she just understood it, not be in favor of, and that is the slavery aspect by the cartel. And the children and humans that are being brought into our country and sold. And the only way to stop that is what we're doing right now, which is verifying that the children actually belong to these adults. And Miss Daisy has to realize that she's buying into a lie. And we have to stop this.
Well, Anonymous, it's worse than that. It's worse than that because you can buy into the lie, you can whatever. But when somebody asks you, okay, I go to somebody and they say, I don't like the fact that that kids are being detained at the border in cages, right? Okay, so where do we take them? You have to give me an alternative. You have to give me an alternative. Thanks for your call, by the way. You have to give me an alternative. You can't just say, I don't like that system, because the reality is 200,000 people a month are trying to get over here, 150,000 people a month are trying to get over here, and some of them get caught up in ICE raids or Homeland Security detentions, and we got to do something with them. So you have three alternatives. Either we detain them as presently done, we let them into the country with no reservation, we just, okay, we come on in, or we don't let them in at all, not even to detain them, and we just leave them on the other side of the border and just say, you gotta hang out in Mexico. But you can't say, I don't like it, I want them to be treated like my children. Okay, does that mean they're coming to your house? We're letting them in? Any child can come in? Any child anywhere in the world can come to the United States. You understand, in a welfare state, what that would do to us? Now, I am an open border guy if we can end the welfare state. I will be a 100% open border guy. I want no welfare state, no earned income tax credits, no food stamps, no benefits, no free medical care, no college tuition, nothing. That you earn it or you die. If you give me that, I'll open the border. In the meantime, we're putting a wall. Cranky.
Hey, good morning. I think the other thing that Miss Daisy was forgetting, probably very conveniently, is, you know, no policies have changed on the border. This was her dear leader Obama's policies in place. Nothing's really changed down there on the border as far as the separation of children on the border. The Obama administration was doing it, as far as I know, the Bush administration prior to that. So, I mean, now all of a sudden we have a Republican president, it becomes a problem, and that's the thing.
Well, a nationalist president who's serious about fixing the immigration problem, because Bush was a Republican in the sense that he was a globalist corporatist who had no interest in fixing the immigration problem. But you make a good point. You make a good point. Good call. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Urbanite.
Yeah, I just want to thank you, and you got a drink on me the next time I see you, because you handled Miss Daisy in a very polite, very thorough way. But here's the problem. You know, the average black kid doesn't have your war chest to bend on. And that's the problem right now. So you've got a lot of people touched by dementia or liberalism, like Miss Daisy, and you can't rationalize with them. And a poor black kid who's got to, you know, eat and sleep in the house with that person can't go there with an argument. And I was fortunate. I grew big and strong as a kid. I spoke three languages, and like Dave, I was a military brat. So when a local old person came at me, I could handle my business, as they say.
Yeah.
But I do have a problem. Can you make sure Grand Muffy makes an appearance maybe one Friday? And so all the happiness and craziness is taken serious.
The Grand Muffy's in. I mean.
All right, man.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
2729228, Dr. Ken.
Hey, Baron.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. A quick recommendation for the lady that called after Miss Stacy, I believe, looking for a library she could peruse. There, and I think you gave her an excellent recommendation. Blacklisted is an excellent account of a gentleman who did his best to expose what was then a problem, regardless of any personal peculiarities that he may have had. Lord knows we've had some senators that had much worse. But if she does not recall him, I recall him very well. I was a big fan of his, and I was set in my ways even back then enough to believe that Barry Goldwater had a fairly good shot of defeating JFK until JFK was assassinated. And I personally don't think Lyndon Johnson would have ever been president of the United States. It would have been very interesting to have seen a general election with Barry Goldwater opposing John F. Kennedy. Regardless of how that may have turned out, one more book that she might like to read, if you don't believe that that the mainstream media can change historical perspective and a person's reputation as generally known, read books about McCarthy, and for that matter, the lionization of JFK. But there's one more by the author Sheenan, S-H-E-N-O-N, a gentleman who was a reporter for the New York Times for 20 or 30 years, and he wrote a historical account, not a perspective, of the Kennedy assassination. I told you and Jack months ago that if you had a lot of faith in the FBI, to read A Cruel and Shocking Act by Sheenan, and it would pretty well disabuse you of those feelings.
I remember you recommending that.
Yeah, I'd recommend it strongly to her. It's an entertaining account of a truly historical event, but the CIA and the FBI, I would leave it to her as a reader to make up her own mind about that. I think those would be a couple of good recommendations for her.
I appreciate it, Ken. That's an excellent call. Thank you.
Thanks.
Our number 2729228 on the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. If you want to get in, we got one segment left when you're back. A Cruel and Shocking Act. I don't think Lyndon Johnson would have ever been president. And I think Barack Obama learned the lesson of JFK. Don't you ever...
Don't put somebody more ruthless than you as the VP.
Don't you ever put Hillary Clinton as vice president. You will not make it out alive. He wouldn't have made it 2 years.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
On your TV, a scary movie. Maybe too scary. Time to compensate. Where's your phone? You need puppies. Lots of puppies. Much better. A handful of cute and a screen full of scary. Perfect harmony from a perfect bundle from WOW. Super fast internet, your favorite TV channels, all for just $64.99 per month. Go to Huawei.com and get yours today.
Wow.
Offer for new customers invalid for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
From Granger Thagard Real Estate Auctioneers comes an absolute estate auction in the River Region. Strategically located near the Tallapoosa River south of Wetumpka and above Montgomery's Northern Bypass, both commercial and residential sites are offered. Commercial lots in a business park, acreage on U.S. 231, and residential lots with frontage on two sides are all offered absolute to the highest bidders on Wednesday, September 11th at the Hampton Inn, Wetumpka. See our website at gtauctions.com for more information. Auction is presented by Granger Thagard & Associates, Inc., Jack F. Granger, CAI 873.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Show has a great cover of this. They do live. Just give I'm going to go ahead and say they're going to play it tomorrow.
I would guess.
And I'm going to put the money line at minus 950. So if you want to take that bet, you call in, you put your hundo up, I'll take it from you. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228 is the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Speaking of Bath Innovations, man, you've got to go by the showroom. I keep telling people this, and I just strongly encourage you. When you walk in your bathroom tonight or tomorrow morning, and you look at it, and you just think, man, this is dreary, it's drab, it's dated, it's old, the faucets leak, the tiles cracked, the door doesn't shut, the shower leaks. They can fix all that. They take everything all the way down to the studs. They replace shower pans. They make sure nothing's broken, so you don't get those problems. And they make a great little renovation project, man. They come in, they do it right. These are general contractors, so they can do anything in the bathroom. But they specialize in the bathroom. Get Bath Innovations on the horn, 271-2723, 271-2723, on the web, bathinnovations.com, or on the boulevard, right across from Home Depot in the Cronier's Jewelry Shopping Center. Bath Innovations of Alabama, get them on the job. Get them on the job. It's quick, easy to clean up. It's a nice thing. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you about that concert tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then we'll head back to the phones in just a moment. Old Crow going to be there. I will be there tomorrow. You may be there tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to go. It's one of those things. You know, I've told you this theory before that I think that when a band like this comes to Montgomery, you know, you need to go because then maybe we can get more bands like this to come to Montgomery.
Old Crow's a big get.
Yeah, they are. Wagon Wheel's huge. I mean, it's the Darius Rucker version, and Bob Dylan takes half the profits, but you know, it's still a big, it's a big song, and they have a lot of other better songs.
Well,
better
Darius
songs.
Rucker covered their song. He didn't right. cover, they didn't cover Darius Rucker's song.
Yeah, but like, so they make money off of it, but Dylan makes more.
Dylan makes more than either Old Crow or Darius Rucker. But
I'm just saying they're not as big as Old Hootie there, but they're,
right.
in their own way, they are.
Well, in a certain set, they're bigger.
Yeah, I think it's the type of band that we want more of. I mean, if you want to get the Avett Brothers or
let me tell you something, you know, cool.
someone else like that.
Last year they played last time they played at Impact, I guess it was 2015.
Uh-huh.
I went with a few buddies of mine, mutual friends of yours and mine.
Uh-huh.
And after the show, we went and got some cocktails at the Exchange Bar right there. Guess who was drinking at the bar?
The guys from OCMS.
The guys from Old Crow. Sitting at the bar drinking, talking to folks, hanging out. It's a great town. Montgomery's a cool town, guys. Get out there and support events like this. I can't promise you they'll be at the bar drinking afterwards tomorrow, but they might be.
They might be.
I can't say they won't be. Who's this?
Buddy Powell.
Hey, Buddy Powell. How are you? Good, sir.
I'm doing good, sir. I was going to mention to Dave that Behold a Pale Horse written by William Cooper.
There you go.
In the 1990s, and he predicted in his book that our government would shoot up the schools so the middle class would give up their weapons.
Wow. You know, I haven't read it in a long time.
Wow.
Yes, sir. It's in there.
Doesn't surprise me.
So take it one step further or farther here, Buddy Powell.
Yes, sir.
Have they done that?
Yeah, absolutely they have.
Yeah. But how did they do it? How does the government pull off an operation like that?
In secrecy.
I understand in secrecy, but I mean, what is the logistical mechanics of a government shooting up a school?
Well, it's to create a mindset that, we got to give our weapons up.
No, but I'm saying on the day of the shooting, how do they get the guy to commit to shoot up the school? How do they get in there to make sure it's done? How do they make sure he's either killed or captured? How does the government actually pull off the operation?
An MK Ultra Manchurian candidate.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of with you there. Brainwashed people. They all have contacts with the FBI. Yes. Every single one of them. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's just like the guy who was shooting up the Odessa in Midland, Texas.
Just happened to have the
number of the FBI on him. I mean, who doesn't, right? When I go on mass shootings, I often call the FBI in the middle of it. Just insane ramblings, Dave. Insane ramblings. Have we been convinced, if nothing else, have we been convinced by now that it's high time the FBI starts recording everything? Interviews, phone calls, everything. Why is the FBI operating on the same technology the Pony Express used?
Not even that. Didn't the Pony Express use telegrams?
Yeah, they actually used wires. Yeah, until they got blown up by that EMP.
Contemporaneous. You know, it's almost like, let's say that the government needed a project to figure out how to get seemingly stable middle-class people. You know, maybe they're questioning some things, but maybe they need to find some middle-class folks that would follow somebody and then do exactly what that somebody said, Baron. What if they had an experiment that explained all that? Had to do with drugs and hippies.
Maybe.
And, you know.
Yeah, could be. Maybe missing barrels of LSD sitting in people's offices. Remember that story?
Mm-hmm. There was only $1 billion worth of acid that was in his office one day, and then it wasn't.
$1 billion worth of LSD. The guy looks at it for like a week, and then it's gone.
It would be like if we have a filing cabinet over here. I don't know what's in it. There could be $1 billion worth of acid in it. I doubt there is, but you know, if one day it was gone, they're like, hey, whatever. That, you know,
I'm not saying there's not.
I bet you there's $10,000 in German bearer bonds in there.
I'm not saying there's not. There might be some fake poo.
Well,
I know I've seen that.
Well, that's
might be some real
there.
Poo.
There's definitely fake poo in there. I promise you.
Joey, it's fake.
Joey, does the government shoot up schools, or is that part of the? At
this point, I wouldn't put anything past them.
Yeah, I'm 99.8% convinced that the government runs these operations, or the deep state runs these operations.
Is that more than 99.44?
That's just slightly over the purity of ivory soap.
Yeah, just making sure.
99.4. You know, it's not really 99.44 anything.
Right,
they made that
up
because it sounded good.
It sounds great. 99.4. I mean, we all know it. That's not a commercial they ran in my lifetime, and I know it.
Right. Like, your grandparents heard that commercial.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, 99.44 pure.
Pull it right out of the top of my head as soon as you said 99.8.
Yeah.
That's good marketing, Baron.
Sandy Hook, 100% kill rate. I still go back to that. Bananas. Unheard of. Doesn't happen in mass shootings. Happened there. Then they mowed the school down like 2 days later. You know? No pictures. Not a single picture. Mm. Parents weren't allowed to see the caskets. See the kids. Too distressed. I don't know, man. There's just a lot. I'm not saying...
That's the problem, is that, like, yeah, I mean, you bring it up and you...
I'll just say that. I'm not saying the Alabama Republican Party is run by a gay cabal, but if it was, it would look like the Alabama Republican Party. And I'm not saying Sandy Hook was a staged inside job.
No, you wouldn't say
But
that.
If it was, that's how you would look. You can look shocked, but it's true, and you know it. The Alabama Republican Party is 100% run by a gay cabal. Wow. It's fine. It's
is
okay.
Is that like a gala event?
It's a cabal.
No, it's run by a homosexual ring of insiders. It just is. Everybody knows it. Everybody says it behind. You go drinking with Republican operatives, they all admit to it, but they just don't say it in public. I just said it in public.
I've had people bring that up with me.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's up. Guys, I'm not going to go through all the facts on the air because I don't want to name names, but my God, it's true.
How do you get on the inside?
sir, if you have to ask.
Would you rub a man's feet?
Joey,
if you have to ask,
Joey,
would you give a man a foot massage?
Let's just say it's hard to speak while getting on the inside.
Oh, sure.
It's hard to speak while getting on the inside.
Eyes wide shut.
There you go. Indeed. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Sorry for the timing on this ad today, Tom Latham from Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. But hey, buddy, your time is nigh. Guys, if you need that vacation destination, that outdoor vacation destination, call Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. He's more than concrete, man. He's an outdoor vacation destinationer. The guy, look, you want that big green egg? You want that pellet ice maker? I saw a pellet ice maker. You know who has a pellet ice maker?
Carolyn. You?
Carolyn.
Oh, really?
Carolyn has a pellet ice maker. It's beautiful. Makes that crunchy, slushy ice, you know
so
what I mean?
So good.
Sonic ice. You want one of those? You want an outdoor wet bar? You want a a little liquor cabinet out there? Maybe a beer cooler? Maybe something like that? Hey, guys. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. He can basically make an extra room in your house. Just extend the old roof line. Put up some screens, maybe. Maybe some windows or walls. Whatever you want. Whatever you want. Some concrete patio work. A whole kitchen out there. Whatever you need. Whatever you need. Just imagine it. Just imagine it. And then call Tom Latham. 284-9292. 284-9292, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Check them out online, pennyearn.co, or find them on Facebook. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, our time is out. Joey?